This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
We're going to be talking a little bit about your debut album, I Make My Own Sunshine. What a great title track to come out with. Such a strong message. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Well, it's such a happy, summery song, and I instantly connected to it with that when I heard it. And we had such a fun clip. We went up to Broome in Western Australia and went to all the beaches and just had a beautiful time and really didn't feel like work. So it's just such a great summery feel-good song and a really positive message.
A lot of the tracks that I've heard so far off the album have had that really strong, great positive message. Was that something you decided when you first wanted to make the album to include?
Yeah, well, I would like to think so. And there's a lot of, you know, sad stuff out in the world, and it's nice to put a bit of more, you know, positive energy out in their atmosphere. And I think just in general, I would like to think of myself as a positive person. And so the album really reflects my personality and you know, there's those happy, you know, young, fun songs, but then there's also like a mature sort of ballad side of me as well. So it's quite a mixture, the album. It's nice.
When you were piecing it together, what were the sort of key things that you wanted to make sure that your first album demonstrated or showed about yourself?
Well, I guess it was just, you know, it was a really natural progression. You know, the songs were really my story and stuff, and the songs that we did source from other places were really songs that I could connect with and loved and really showed my personality. So there's, you know, a whole range of different styles of songs that really reflect who I am.
Is it all yourself that you put onto the album? Is there kind of a lot of you that really goes into the music, or is a little bit of outside influence as well?
Yeah, I think it's every song, you know, I had to love or I've written, you know, so I think it's definitely the whole album with the help of my lovely producer, Graham Thompson, really is, you know, a whole of me. Yeah, absolutely.
Is it a kind of a dangerous thing being that vulnerable in the music? Because lyrically, when you're telling your own story, it's really your heart that's being, you know, bared on your sleeve.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it is. It's like writing in a personal diary and then letting everybody read it. And, you know, it's quite scary, but it's also very therapeutic as well. And it's really nice when a lot of people can come up to you at gigs and say, you know, I can really connect with that song and it got me through a rough time. And at the end of the day, that's why we make music, yeah.
Have there been some key tracks from the album that you've really seen impact and connect with your audience so far?
Yeah, there's definitely a couple on there. I Make My Own Sunshine has been a lot of people's favourites, and also a song called Let You Lead has really been connecting with the audience as well. That's a song, you know, about it could be taken as, you know, dancing with your partner or dancing with your dad, and I think a lot of people can relate to it in a whole different lot of scenarios. But then it's also stuff like Laugh It Off, which is my current single. A lot of people can relate to that too, because, you know, there's a lot of people who try to put you down in this world, but you know, Laugh It Off is all about, you know, just letting it roll right off you and not taking it to heart, and I think a lot of people can relate to that too.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned earlier that you bring a great youth and a great freshness to the album, but also maturity. You're only 22 doing this kind of music and starting out on this journey, which is just fantastic. How long have you been doing music for, and has it been sort of a lifelong thing?
Yeah, absolutely. I grew up when I was 7, that's I knew that I wanted to be a singer. That's all I've ever done. So there's never been a plan B for me. So I'm hoping this works out all right.
It's going all right so far. You're doing well.
Thank you. But I guess as soon as I left school, I moved straight to the East Coast and was, you know, just involved in the industry and in music, and had to grow up really quickly. So I think that's where the maturity came from. And I guess, you know, growing up in the music industry, you have to, and I think the music really reflects that as well.
I'm wanting to know a little bit more about those early days. You grew up in Western Australia, country, you know, country rural environment. Did that impact much on your music and influence you to go down the country route?
Absolutely, yeah. I guess growing up in the country, I could really relate to country music, and it was all about the stories. And, you know, I feel like John Williamson's songs were like the soundtrack to my childhood. My parents always had that music playing in the house and at their shop at work. And then as I got older, my brothers really got into country music, and they used to have utes and, you know, crank the country music, and I just thought that was so cool. So I guess that was a big thing that got me into country music, and then I started doing a little bit of songwriting, and my earlier stuff was extremely country and, you know, almost embarrassingly so. It was quite funny.
Yeah.
You know, I really like, well, I think the first song that I wrote was called The Outback.
And you had to line dance in the video clip or something like this.
Yeah. I think, yeah, it's, I've definitely, you know, grown up a lot since those days. Well, thank gosh my, you know, songwriting has developed. But, but yeah, no, I guess growing up in the country and in the wheat belt and seeing all the farmers and their struggle, and just, I guess, it's all about the people and the people's stories, and it doesn't matter really where you are. Everyone can relate to human stories.
Yeah. Mm. And were there key sort of artists or influences that really helped shape your music and make you envisage what you wanted to do and be as an artist?
Yeah, I had a lot of influences. In the early days, it was all the Australian country singers like Lee Kernaghan and Melinda Schneider, Adam Brand, a whole range of those guys, Casey Chambers, Becky Cole. And then as I got older and sort of broadened my horizons, I saw, you know, a lot of world music and stuff that came from Nashville, and really loved the new stuff, like Miranda Lambert, Carrie Underwood, all that, you know, newer sort of country music, and Keith Urban. And I guess it's been a real natural progression as well, and makes that crossover, the Taylor Swift sort of crossover, that is really what appeals to me, because it's all about, you know, connecting with a wide range of audience, you know, not just a particular small group.
Yeah, I guess that's the thing, like you say, country, jazz, whatever style the music is, if you're telling that human story, people can connect to it.
Absolutely, yeah, that's what I love about the music.
And getting to record this album in Nashville, how did that feel after seeing all those artists and just being so inspired by them, to then get your first record recorded in Nashville and also with a great caliber of talent involved in the production?
Yeah, it was absolutely amazing. I had so many wonderful musicians play on it. They're all legends of country music, and so encouraging in the studio too. Just watching them do their thing was awesome and really inspirational. And then just walking out into the streets and seeing so much music in Nashville was a really inspiring place to be, and just nice to, like, just flood yourself with country music.
Yeah. Was it a surprise for you to first get signed? Because I've read it, I think it was in your bio or somewhere, that it was always your dream to really get to play and especially be signed by Graham Thompson, who's your current manager at the moment. And you then walked into the studio, sing a song for him, and he's like, yep, let's sign it, let's do it.
Yeah.
How was that a surprising kind of result for you? Was it what you expected?
Yeah, it was. It was scary at the time. I remember, you know, calling Graham and saying that I'd really love to work with him. I'd been listening to Compass Brothers records ever since I was a kid, so I knew that Graham was the common denominator for all the albums that I'd grown up loving, and really wanted to work with him and work with Compass. So when I went into the studio and sang in my song and he liked it, I was, you know, really excited and taken back, and it's an absolute privilege to work alongside such a great man as well.
And you've really had a great dream run. Also getting to tour in last year with Lee Kernaghan as well. Was that a huge milestone for you also?
Yeah, I toured with Lee in 2006. I was 16 years old, and that was my first tour I'd ever been on. And he really took me under his wing and is such a support even nowadays, and a really great guy as well. So it was a great experience and one that I'll never forget.
Well, the future's certainly looking bright. Thank you so much for joining us in the studio. It's been great.
Thank you so much. It's been fun.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.